in the homes and the cars and the businesses, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. We are thankful to God that we're alive, live on YouTube again. We give God praise. We magnify Him. I'm telling you, that was one of the longest weeks ever experienced. That was a long week, amen. But God gave us the victory over and over and over and over. There's a lot of things that have been happening since the last time we spoke live on YouTube. There's a lot of things that have been happening. We are praying for those poor people in Texas. I know Texas, North Carolina,
Louisiana,
Tennessee.
All those, even
Ohio. My daughter sent me a YouTube of her getting out of the bus that she drives, and the snow was coming up to near her knees, you know, when she stepped out of the bus. And she said, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And everyone that has been in New York, everyone that has been affected, everyone that has been affected by the storm and by the things that are going on, we want to pray for all of you. People are dying. Because the pipes are bursting and no heat, no water. You know, they tell them you have to boil the water, but you can't boil the water if you don't have any heat, you know, any gas. It's just a mess. It's just a mess. And so we're praying that God will deliver the people that are dealing with this out of the troubles. We're praying. We've been praying ever since we heard about it. And I know for a fact that one of our members in Texas, Octavia and her family, the Lord has been dealing with them and working with them and has blessed them through this whole thing. But there are so many people that have been suffering and that are still suffering. And one lady was on YouTube and she was speaking, and she was, I don't remember her name, but it's on our RMBC Facebook. She was saying how they select certain people that can have power and can't, and a group of people have it, and then the rest of the people, it's a mess. It's just a mess. And she said nobody seems to be trying to help them get out of this. They don't have food, they don't have water. And I'm thinking, if they don't have water to drink, how the bathroom, shower, washing your face, cleaning the babies. It's just a mess. And so we definitely need to pray. I'm going to ask some of the soldiers that are out there to be up here. Amen. That's all in the boot, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. There ain't none of them days. Lord, remember that. The rest of y'all too young for that. Amen. So y'all come on up here. I know you don't. But if you're a baby boomer, you know what that means. Amen. Amen. If you knew Flip Wilson, you know what that means. All right. Amen. So first of all, we want to pray for those that are seeking salvation. And then we want to pray for those that are affected by the storm. And then we want to get into our prayer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Amen. So can I just get you to extend your hand for those that are seeking salvation? Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we magnify you, because you are more than worthy. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the only true and living God. You are the only source of power. You are the only source of light. You are the Creator. You have created everything that is and that was and that shall be. You are the great I Am. There is nothing that could remotely compare to the greatness that you are. We thank you. Father, there are those that are looking for the right way to go, searching for the right thing to do. There are those that are seeking you, Lord, because they are in a time of need. There's someone that's reaching out to you because they want to receive your presence and your power. Forgive them, Lord, those that come to you with an outreached hand and an open heart and a mind to want to serve you. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Remove the stumbling blocks that have come in their way, and help them be what you have called and created them to be. Forgive them of all sin and unrighteousness, and receive them unto yourself. And Lord, give them a prayer of repentance so that they will understand who you are, and fill them with your Holy Spirit, with your presence, so that they will know that they are a member of the body of Christ. Lord, we're asking that you would pull in those that are reaching to come in, that you would reach out for those that are falling and lift them up in the name of Jesus. anyone that is repenting, anyone that wants forgiveness, anyone that wants to come unto you or come back to you, anyone that wants to say, yes, Lord, while the door is open, while it is yet day, receive them unto yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And Lord, now we want to pray for those people that are affected by the storm. And then I think a second one hit. I think a second storm has already hit them. So they were still buried under the first storm when a second storm came. So is it, righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, you understand what these poor people are dealing with, saved and unsaved, whether they know you or not, a children, adult, elderly, seniors. Father, you know who's suffering, and you know the wickedness behind what's going on. You know the hand of the demons that are moving, that are causing certain things to happen. Father, you can move on behalf of your people. Father, we're asking that you would open a door, that you would make a way, that you would do something for those that are reaching out for help. Father, there are babies that don't know what's going on. There are children that don't deserve to go through this. There are people that belong to you that don't understand why they are being dealt the hand that they're being dealt. Father, you are able to relieve them of this pressure. You're able to provide for them. You're able to give them what they need in order for them to be where they need to be. Father, there are so many suffering. They're cold, they're hungry, they're thirsty. And this isn't even a tribulation. And they're cold and they're hungry and they're thirsty and their loved ones and families and they're children of God, and there are people that don't know you, and there are people that are on the field. There are people of every walk of life that are dealing with these things. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would come to the rescue of your people. Yes. That you would rescue your children, that you would rescue the children, that you would rescue the babies, that you would give them provisions. And those that are reaching out to you, that you would receive them unto yourself, and whatever is necessary, fix it, Lord. Provide for your children. Whatever their need is, provide their every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 The brother in North Carolina where trees had been falling around his property and uprooting, I think four trees that fell on or near his house. And it's four, and he sent me pictures. I'm like, oh my goodness. It was just crazy. And so I've been getting reports from him and Octavia and different people. Some of them are actually seeing God move. And there's still people that are still wondering where God is, you know. And you know, you can't really say what you do until it happens to you. Yeah. You know, well, they should be doing this. Well, somebody should be doing what they mean. They're trying to. You don't know until you're in it, you know. And then you have a right to say what you would and wouldn't do once you're in it. But when you're outside looking in, you don't have a right to judge what people should and shouldn't be doing. Your job is to pray for those. Your job is to support. They can't even get supplies. The one news feed I heard was saying that they can't even send stuff because FedEx and all these different hubs, airports are closed. They can't even if you sent it, they can't get it. Not right now. And from what I understand, certain areas are getting treated better than other areas. And they said it's not, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is because I'm just hearing bits and pieces. But what I'm saying is we need to pray for these people. Amen. We need to pray because I was going to say, what was that? We need to pray. But I got it now. We need to pray. We need to pray because California ain't off the map. You know, I mean, Pastor Sin said we've had wildfires all up and down. That's true. But we don't know who's targeting what where. Amen. We don't know. And so we just need to make sure we're praying for them. What we got, Pastor?
Did you want us to?
I don't know. Are y'all ready? Okay. All right. So this is what I need. We've been getting emails from people that have been asking certain things. And so the pastors are going to expound on this. We believe this will help. We believe this will help you in your journey. Just Come on, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. So we've been getting emails of different people asking about the vaccine. You know, some are being pressured by family members and some are being pressured by jobs to get the vaccine. And while Pastor Andrea and I personally don't feel comfortable in saying do it or don't do it, we do feel comfortable in saying that each and every one of us really need to submit to the Holy Spirit and let Him lead us, because we don't know everything, but God does. And He is in control. He has not left us. He has not forsaken us. He has not forgotten us. He is still in control. No matter what the enemy plans, God is still in control of what's happening here. So it is really important in each and every one of us, in our households, in our families, before we do anything, whether it's the vaccine, changing jobs, whether it's getting married or getting divorced, what is God saying to you? How is He leading you? What is He saying to your heart? And then what He says, you do. Regardless to what anyone else around you is saying, you need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, because He knows greater than any preacher. He knows greater than any prophet. He knows greater than any doctor what is necessary and what is not necessary. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. She really hit all the buttons. The righteousness of God, the best robe that we can receive. We read about the prodigal son coming back, and he was offered the best robe. The best robe is God's righteousness.
Yes. Yes.
That is the only thing that we can count on. Everything else is just noise. We cannot allow ourselves to be pressured by anybody, but be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us individually. It's an individual walk. It's an individual faith walk. We absolutely believe in God. We absolutely believe, us particularly, yes, believe that we should not take that vaccine. Yes. But we cannot tell you. We cannot walk that thing out for you. It has to be your communion with the Lord,
yes,
not allowing other influences to disrupt what God is already saying in your heart. Yes. I believe in a lot of cases we already know the answer, but we allow other influence to deter us from what God is already saying.
Yeah,
let's,
yeah,
walk and let's pray together. Let's be encouraged together to do what God has called us to do and to stand for what we already believe in. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I have a question, Jeff, because these are some of the questions that came, that come through. If their job is insisting that they take it, will they have a DNA change, and will they be marked, and is that it?
Biblically, I can't say that that's it, because the DNA change, the mark doesn't happen until after the church leaves.
Right.
And so we can't say that what's happening now is that mark. We cannot. It does not fall in line with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is why He says to study, to show yourself approved unto God. Mm-hmm. You'll know it because you've been studying. So if your job is insisting and you feel the conviction to do so, don't be afraid. Don't walk in fear. You know what? Fear is the absence of love. It's important that we walk in the fear, in the fear of God,
mm-hmm,
and the honor of God above all else. So we can't say that it's going to change your DNA today, because it does not fall in line with the Word.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is now, because we don't know what they put in it. We don't know how many versions of it that they have. We don't know who's getting what. And we have heard that people have gotten sick, people have died, people have received paralysis, but we haven't heard that happen with every single person. So we don't know what's gonna happen if you take that first shot. We don't know what we think. What we think is that perhaps this shuts down the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take the second shot, from what we've heard, you take the second shot, that's the one that does the greater damage. I don't believe, based on what I've learned, that these two shots specifically will change your DNA. As the pastor said, I believe that DNA change will come after the church is gone. Mm-hmm. However, there are going to be a lot of people that take these shots that won't make it,
mm-hmm,
because of all the doctors that have said all the things that are in the medicine, in this vaccine that they're taking. There's a lot of stuff in there that is not good for the body. And doctors are saying don't take it. So you have to put this before God and let Him lead you, because some believers may take it and not make it. But at least you know that if you died a believer, you know where your eternity will be.
Amen.
We're going to leave here either way, one way or another. Right? The Bible says once appointed unto man to die and after that to judgment. I don't want them killing me, but I know eventually I'm going to have to leave anyway. If I leave because of something someone else did, I know where my home is.
Amen.
Amen. Does that make sense?
Amen.
So I hope this addresses the questions that are coming, because some emergency management people have to take it, firefighters, policemen, military, and they're forced to take this.
Yeah.
Some of them are under contract. They have no choice. And they are believers in God, but they have no choice. I believe that God will heal them, protect them, or bring them home.
Amen.
He will see you through it. He will fight for you, or he'll say, come on home. Either way, you're good.
We're trusting in God.
That's all we got. That's what we can't trust in anything and anybody else but God.
Amen.
Pray about it. Lord, use you. If it's something that has to be done because it has to be done, trust that God will do whatever God wants to do.
Amen.
And whatever happens after that, it was God's will.
Amen.
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 All right. Can we pray now?
Praise God.
All right. Did that help somebody?
Amen.
Amen. Because people want to know. And we don't have the answers. I know it sounds like we got them, but we don't got them. You know, and I know that's bad English, but you get the point. But we don't have the answers, but we're trying to lead the people of God based on how God is leading us.
Yeah.
And we try to base everything we have in the Word. We really do. And and if we make a mistake along the way, it was not intentional. It was just a mistake. Allow us to walk in humanity. But once we can correct the mistake, we do. Amen. We don't want to hurt anybody, and we don't want anybody hurt. But before you trust us, trust God.
Amen.
Before you take our word as the last word, take God's word as the only word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Asia, they saying anything in the chat room? Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So our first prayer is Chris Morgan. Sorry, Chris M. He's asking for prayer for his father, who has prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He's physically weak, and they've been giving him, I think it's the infusion program. It's like shots to help.
Oh, yeah.
He's been having a really bad reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, Chris is suffering from ulcerative colitis, and he's asking for healing from that.
I heard that on TV. What is that? Do you know?
Never looked it up.
Okay. All right. First of all, before I go into prayer, the Lord reminded me. He said they've been killing people for years, giving people shots using people as test dummies when they're trying to create polio vaccines and this kind of vaccine, and they did it a lot with prisoners of war, and all they would experiment on people until they got what they were looking for. They would experiment on what they call lesser people this one is just much more broad and much more open. He said, but they've been doing this for years. This, what they're doing now, is not new. It's just on a larger scale. Because instead of having clinical trials, the world is a clinical trial. Everybody is a test. That's the primary difference. Everything is in the open now, because Satan knows his time is drawing near, and he knows that the world will soon be under his absolute control to a degree. And so he's like, why hide it now? Everybody knows I'm coming. If they don't, they will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's to hide now? People used to be, you could watch your TV up till 11 o'clock and the whole family could watch it up to 10. You can't watch past 8:30 now. I'm 7 o'clock. I'm some of the commercials come on. I'm like, whoa. I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, what time is it? What's this commercial doing? You know, it's great. No shame. No shame. They have no shame. No, none. So don't be surprised that the world is doing what they're doing. It's just more in the open now. It's just, they have no shame anymore. They have no reason to hide, because the crooks, the demons are running the world. And it's not a secret. Amen. Yes.
The Holy Spirit reminded me that the world is using fear to pressure us into making
yes.
an uninformed
yes.
a decision that is not breathed on by God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't allow fear to be what pushes you into making any decision.
Right.
Don't allow fear of losing your job or fear of your family being upset. Don't allow fear to be that decisive action to cause you to do something or not to do something when God is speaking. This
right.
is why we're saying, hear the Holy Spirit. He will lead you in all truth and righteousness.
Amen. Amen. Listen, you can't follow any mankind over God. You just can't do that. That's like taking a knife and stabbing it in your own heart and then twisting it. You cannot follow any human over God.
Amen.
Don't care who they are, it doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter how big they are. God's word is the only true word. That's it. What we're doing is we're trying our best to get it the way God gave it to us. And sometimes we miss the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we miss the mark. I know. I've been doing this a long time. Sometimes you miss it. And you're like, Lord, did you really tell me that? Or Lord, I hope you, you know, and we try to get it right because we don't want to be responsible for leading anybody the wrong way.
Amen.
We don't want to be responsible for anyone being lost. And you cannot follow what every person you hear has to say. The Lord God, I've heard so many people say, the Lord led me to this channel. The Lord led me to this channel. The Lord, I totally believe that because the Lord knows what you need. You have to learn how to listen to God and understand what his voice sounds like so you'll know who's talking. There's three things going on in your head: your thoughts, the enemy's desires for you, and what's and God. Who are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to the flesh, which is going back to the dust. You're going to listen to the demonic spirits that's circling your head, trying to get you to accept anything, or you're going to try to listen to God, who's trying to save your soul, save your eternity, guide your walk. Who are you going to listen to? And you need to understand, you need to know what those three different voices sound like, because they don't all sound the same. Satan is always yelling at you, trying to get you, hurry up, push it, hurry up, always trying to rush you, hurry. God is a very sweet, subtle, calm, peaceful voice, and your old crazy self liable to sound like anything. And so you need to be able to distinguish who's talking, because God is not going to compete with those if you decide to listen to those others. God is not going to compete with all of that if that's what you want.
Amen.
If you prefer to listen to your crazy self or whatever some demon is trying to say to you over what God is trying to speak to you, God is going to let you listen to whatever you want to listen to, because he's going to settle up with you later. You need to understand who's talking and decide who you're going to listen to.
Amen.
Yes.
I challenge those that are up against that question or that decision to turn off the TV.
Thank you.
For 3 days. Just turn that thing
Ooh-wee.
Off. And then maybe you can absolutely hear what God is saying mm-hmm. to you directly and not all the outside external influences that are happening.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That's so true. I'm telling you, Lord help us. You turn off that idiot box and see what happens. That's what they used to call it when I was growing up. They call it the idiot box. Because only idiots, well, anyway, give me that one again. Okay, man, I don't want to, we just got your back. I ain't trying to run you off. Amen. 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 So he's dealing with a lot of stuff.
Yes.
He's dealing with, Abigail, let me know when we hit 50 minutes.
Okay.
So Chris. His father with prostate cancer.
Chris, we
want to. Physical weakness.
Chris's father. And mm-hmm. Chris's father has prostate cancer and another.
Chris's father has prostate cancer. He's physically weak, and he's having an extreme reaction to the infusion program.
Yes.
And
yes.
Chris is suffering from ulcerative colitis.
So that's two different people, him and his father. Mm-hmm. Sweet Moses. Okay. Great day in the morning. All right. We still on Instagram?
Yes, sir.
We still rolling? I like Instagram. Amen. And by the way, on Instagram, we're archiving these services so you can go back and listen to them.
Amen.
I need T to stand up here, and I need Raymond. Come around.
Amen.
Come around. Because you're going to stand in for the, no. Give me a minute.
Amen.
Mesia amyachamisia palimion. Abi Shavia alamyasaba ibiacham. Dosavi imyesanian. Ha michanu sabisiano. Kalaro sabi and dosavi. Amen. We're going to pray T, but not now. David, come over here, replace T. Monsieur Old Mian, Shibiti Haton Mianga, Shadia. Raymond, let Lord replace you. I'm telling you, listening, you give me a salom. He said, okay, where should you go? Amen. Y'all keep moving on me. Y'all stay in one place so I can see where you're at. Amen. I love you. I love you. Ah, wash the hands first.
Oh.
Hands first. God is worthy at all times. God is valdus. God is worthy at all times. No matter what you're dealing with, God is worthy. No matter what you're going through, God is worthy. No matter what your problem is, God is worthy. No matter what you're up against, God is still worthy. There is nothing going on in your life where God is not worthy of all of your praises. God is worthy of your praise no matter what your situation, no matter what your environment is, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's going on, the Holy Spirit said God is still worthy. God is still worthy. Amen, somebody. God is still worthy. He is not a lesser God because you have a headache. He is not a lesser God because you're having problems on your job. He's not a lesser God because you've got a knucklehead for a spouse. He is still who he said he is. And you must believe that in spite of what you're going through. You don't degrade God because you've got a problem.
Amen.
You don't.
Amen. That too. Praise God.
No matter what you're dealing with, God is still the creator.
Amen.
And when you're done dealing with this, he will still be the creator.
Amen.
And before this happened to you, he was the creator. And before you got here, he was the creator. And while you're still here, guess what? He's the creator.
Amen.
His power is no less now than when you first got here.
Amen.
He is still God.
Amen.
And no matter how difficult your situations appear to be, did y'all hear that? No matter how hard your situation appears to be. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
Because see, we base, our mind takes what we see, mix it with what we think, and come up with a conclusion.
Scrambled eggs.
Okay? Our mind takes what we see, mix it up with what we think, and then come to a conclusion, and that's where you follow. It doesn't have to be correct. It doesn't have to be right. But that's what you came up with. So it must be the truth. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Just because that's your truth doesn't mean that that's God's truth. And you'll take what you think is and run with it and blame God when it don't turn out right. Come on. Am I the only one in the house?
Amen.
So you need to take whatever it is you're dealing with, and you need to give it back to God. Well, how do I give it back to God? Lord, I don't know what this is. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what the purpose is, but I know you are perfect. And I know you don't make a mistake. And I know I'm here because you put me here. And even though my mind is blown because I don't know what you're doing, I trust what you're doing.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever gone to a mechanic and you just gave them your car and they say, what's wrong with you? Say, I don't know, but I trust you'll fix it. You ever have somebody come into your house to redesign your house or bathroom or whatever? And you say, I don't know how to tell you how to do it, but I trust your judgment. Mm-hmm. You ever go to an attorney and say, I don't know how to get out of this, but I trust your judgment. Here's my checkbook. Call me when it's finished. Because I trust you. Anybody. Well, not you. Y'all get my point. You go to the doctor and you say, doctor, I don't know what's wrong. But I'm sure you've been my doctor for 12 years. You ain't failed me yet. Do what you do. Yeah. Right? How come this side is all empty?
Because you pulled them over there.
Well, somebody else, y'all family, get over here. Couple of y'all big ones, come on over here. And you just trust the doctor.
Thank you, Lord.
Just trust him.
Oh, my Lord.
Right?
Amen.
You don't know what's wrong. Your giblets all messed up, your foot mashed, your eyes all crossed. You don't know what's happening. But you trust the doctor.
Amen.
But we can't trust God. Hello.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We'll trust God after he proves that he can fix it. But we'll trust the doctor no matter what. You'll go on a surgeon and let somebody slice you open, pull out whatever they want, or stick something in. You don't know what they're doing down there. You sleep, I hope. You don't know what's happening. You wake up and you could be anything. You don't know. And you trust them. Am I right? T, am I right?
Amen.
You don't know what they do. Do you know what they're doing down there? You don't know what they're doing down there.
Paperwork.
That way it should be in the paperwork. You sleep. You don't know what they're grabbing and taking. I need one of these, and I got a couple of these. You don't know what they're doing down there. You wake up all stitched up. You don't know what you are until you go to the mirror. You don't know.
Amen.
You don't know. I know you want to know, but you don't know. Well, I'm saying, Joanna, am I right? Come on, baby, talk to me. Amen. Thank you very much. But we can't trust God to pull us out.
Amen.
The Hebrew boys.
Yeah.
The Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace, they didn't trust the people. They trusted God. They said, God, whether they burn me up or you keep me from going, whatever happens, it's you.
Amen.
Three of them stepped in, but four of them were in there shouting. The people that put them in were consumed by the fire. They came out unsinged. I'm not concerned about what the enemy's trying to do to me. I'm concerned about what God wants from me.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my concern. Because if God wants me to do something, he's going to have to keep me here so I can do it. And if my job is finished, then I ain't got nothing to worry about no way. Amen. But
Amen.
Am I right? If my job is over, why am I still here? If God wants me to do this, he's going to have to keep me in a position where I can. If my job is finished, I'm supposed to go anyway. So what's the difference? Y'all understand? Stop worrying so much about, am I going to be sick? Am I going to be dead? Am I going to be this? I'm going to be whatever God allows me to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And whatever that is, it is.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the son's name is Chris, and the dad's name is? And the father. Because you anointed their hands already. Fisala, take hands. Picosarate, sir. Fionamias. Father, you understand what they're dealing with, both. You understand what they're dealing with. You understand the battle. You understand the fight. You understand the problem. You understand what their body is going through. You understand what's happening in their system. You understand the weakness, and you know the strength. You know what's necessary to get them where they need to be. God! You alone are able to completely heal and deliver. You can give them another testimony. You can fix it, Lord, where they are healed and delivered. You can bring them back to where they need to be. You can command their body to react to the power of God. You can tell them how to respond. You, Lord, can enter into that atmosphere and fix it.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, whatever is necessary for that father and son, whatever is necessary, whatever is necessary, whatever is necessary, let it be. Give them the victory. All this according to your perfect will for their lives. Give them the victory that they need so they can be what you have called and created them to be. Give them the
Lord, thank you.
That they will have their faith and trust completely in you. That you will make an example of them. Kisalian, put a little oil in my hands. That you will make an example of them. We're praying. Thank you. Lasham, for the Father and for that Son. Father, let it be, Lord. Let it be. Let it be. Give them the testimony, Father. Do something for them. Do something for them. Do something for them. Do something for them, Father. Give them a testimony so that other people will see that you are in that family. Give them the testimony that they need. Help them, Father. Tell their Father from your throne to their atmosphere. Correct their bodies. If there's any sin, remove it. Whatever is necessary, let it be in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. Thank you, brothers. Thank you. You can come back. Hallelujah.
Jennifer is asking for prayer over her marriage.
Yes.
Her husband has left the house, and their girls, Abigail and Bethany, are heartbroken.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. Let me show me, how's my family doing?
Good.
Y'all doing good? Ooh, Mr. Baptism, man. Amen. Let me show me, those children, la hija, the children are heartbroken. I can imagine. La misión, mamá. Did she give her name? What's her name?
Jennifer.
That's the only name she gave, right?
She gave the daughter's name, Abigail and Bethany.
Abigail and Bethany. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the dynamics of that situation. You understand the atmosphere. You understand the spirits that surround that atmosphere. You understand what's happening. You alone know every single detail. You alone know everything from all the sides. You know everything about everything. Now, Father, we don't know if this is part of your will for their lives so that you can move them in another direction, move him. We don't know, Father. But what we're asking is that your perfect will be done. Whatever those daughters need to strengthen them and to ease the pain, whatever that wife needs, whatever the husband needs, because we don't know why he left. Whatever's necessary to either bring that together or bring closure to what happened so that they can move forward. Let your perfect will be done. If there is any sin, remove it in the name of Jesus, that your presence will be made known in that environment. Let your perfect will be done so that your perfect will may be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hi, Donita and company. Amen.
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 I lost her name, but she's asking for prayer for her adult children, Milo and Mando.
Milo and Mando.
To return to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel, Elijah, and Caitlin to stay close to Jesus.
Ezekiel and Elijah?
Yes.
Wow, somebody know Jesus. Wow. Amen.
Co-worker Rachel to leave an abusive relationship.
Yes.
Wow, she has multiple. So she's praying over her cousin for addiction from porn, freedom from addiction to porn.
Yes.
Her sister Vanessa to receive Christ.
Yes.
And the sister's boyfriend for strong mental health.
Amen. Wow. So how many items do you see there?
Six.
So I need Joanna over here. I need my little brother over here. I need Princess in the green over here. I need six of them. Come on now. Abakusaya. You, pastor, preacher, woman, girl. You. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, Balakisaram. Precious. Come on over here. Five. Your son.
Nathan.
See, I was going to call him Dustin. Where did that come from? Okay, amen. All right. That a girl. Okay, come on up here. You all are standing in for those six people. What's the names? She gave the names? Oh, the situation. I'm sorry. The situations is what you're standing in for. First situation.
Return to Christ.
Last time, that's the baby in the green. Return to Christ.
Second situation is to stay close to Christ.
Stay close to Christ. I think that's for you.
Third situation is to leave abusive relationship.
I know.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Fourth relationship is freedom from addiction to porn.
Well, that ain't you, but you're going to stand in for him.
Fifth situation is to receive Christ.
That ain't you, but you're going to stand in for him.
And the sixth situation is to have good mental health in your relationship with God.
Amen. Now I need a Tallit. I need a Tallit. You got your big Tallit? Okay, yeah, don't snatch that off. Mm-hmm. Amen. I need them covered with a Tallit.
Ryan's coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What's up, Ryan?
Sir.
Privileged to have you here. Kavasaiya. What do I see? I see something. Amen. I do. I wish I had no more Tallit. All the Tallits we got in this building, we ain't got one more. Because I need them. Where's my big giant Tallit? Yeah. I need, Pastor Dre, I'm going to need to borrow your Tallit. Pastor, I'm going to need to borrow your Tallit. Just tap it real softly. I'm going to need to borrow your Tallit, Pastor. I'm sorry. Pashika, somebody.
Right here?
I want them to cover your head. And I'm sorry about your do. I'm very sorry. But at least I'm not grabbing and shaking it.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all remember that old school stuff. Amen. Your wig come right off. Amen.
They are hair units.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your hair unit will come off.
Thank you.
Amen. The sleeve. Not what you call it, the weave hair, the extension hair unit will come off. Amen. I'm praying. I'm in my anointing. Be showing me. That Brenda, Pastor Drea, Ryan, and Lloyd, make sure you're standing behind them. Press it into them. We're praying. And this boy here, Greg. We're praying that the Lord will, because I see demons. Demons in that environment. Hallelujah. I see demons in that environment. So we're praying that the Lord will remove the spirit, the demonic spirits that are in that environment. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm looking. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would remove the demons in that environment. Father, that you would remove the demons that are in that environment so your people will have peace. That you will remove the demons in that environment so that your people will have joy. That you will remove the demons in that environment so your people will have what they need, provisions. So that you will remove the demons in that atmosphere, in those atmospheres, so your people will have relief. God, forgive the sin. Remove the unrighteousness. Remove the darkness that has surrounded that atmosphere. Send them back to Christ. Send them back to the cross. Remove that which is not like you and replace it with the light that is you. Remove everything that does not represent you and replace it with everything that says Jesus.
Amen.
Father, those that are seeking salvation, send them salvation. Those that are trying to stay close to you, bring them closer to you. Those that are trying to break the chains of bondage, remove the chains of bondage. And those that are suffering, Lord, remove the suffering. God, Father, bring peace, joy, understanding, power, and authority into that home, and give them back their testimony. Yeah! Give them back their testimony. Move on their behalf. Let the breath of life, the ruach, let the breath of life, blow on this family so that they will represent the body of the living God. The body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Hallelujah.
It is so. Hallelujah.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Shalom. Some things have been released. I can see in the name of Jesus. Well, how does he know? Oh, I see something. Amen. I see something. That something has been released already. Hallelujah. For Romia Toshon. Okay, Mama, need to stand here. Abigail, how long we been rolling so far?
45 minutes.
45 minutes. All right. I'm moving. Y'all come a little closer now. Pastor, I'm sorry that they had to take that tallit, but I couldn't pray until they were completely covered, and I didn't want to interrupt you while you were praying, and so forgive me. Amen.
Have me seven. Prayer or any prayer?
No, but when we get offline, I'm gonna pray for those in the house. Oh. So don't you go nowhere. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Annika.
Annika.
Asking for prayer for her two daughters for their salvation. And she's also asking for prayer of healing over herself.
Amen. Annika. Hala sharam. Come here, Annika. You go this way. I hear Jocko. I don't hear. There she is. There he is. Amen. Annika
and her two daughters.
And her two daughters.
Yes, she's asking for prayer for their salvation and healing for herself.
Healing for herself. Okay. Where's Mama? Mama, come on over here. This is Annika right here. This is a daughter and you a daughter. Mama, put your arms around the daughters. We're going to make this quick. Let me see. Oh, thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth continues to believe. What did Pastor Sandy say? Imuna, that means continued faith.
Consistent fidelity.
Consistent fidelity in him. Amen. Consistent fidelity. Consistent faithfulness. Consistent relationship. Consistent with your walk with God. Consistent. Not saved today and then I'll get saved again in 3 years. Consistently walking with God.
Amen.
Fidelity. Relationship. Amen. Fidelity. That's what God is calling for. Fidelity. Consistent walk. Not walk today, sometime up and I'm sometime down. He's going to come while you're down and see what happens. You consistent relationship with God. Amen. Consistent.
Amen.
Amen. Consistent. Oh, we married on Wednesdays, Tuesdays, and Sundays. And the rest of the time, I do what I do. Hey, you know, Abigail said that. She egged me on. And then the rest of the week, I do what I want to do. Where you at? I'm going to be where I'm at. That's where I'm at. You know, that ain't got nothing to do with God. I don't want to. Amen. Nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. That everlasting life that lasts forever. He's not talking about here. Who wants to live here forever? He's talking about real life. He's not talking about this chump change down here. He's talking about real life. Real show enough life. Real life. Not this is a pale, fail facsimile of what life really is. If this is all you got, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. But I'm talking about life where you can't get sick, you can't die, you ain't going down because you're going to stay up. You're going to forever be with the Lord. You will always have joy. There'll always be peace. You're going to always look good. You'll always be young. Ooh, child. What kind of good googly woo? That's the kind of life I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen. It's like the Donita. That's what I'm talking about, all right? Amen. Donita's like, yeah, Lord. So, amen. Father, we're praying, We're praying for this family. What's her name?
Annika.
Annika and her daughters. Her two daughters, right?
Yes.
Annika and her two daughters. We're praying for their spiritual and mental health. We're praying for that every provision is met, every need is met. We're praying for their healing and deliverance. We're praying that you lift them up, that you would keep them above the fray, that you would move on their behalf. Allow them to be living witnesses unto you. Let their light so shine before men that men will see their good works, but the men will glorify you, Father. Because they know that what they're doing, their lives are supernatural, and it couldn't come from them. It can only come from above, and they will give you praise. Father, make an example of this family that you can use them according to your will for their lives, healing and deliverance, and let them press into the cross. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, what else we got, Mom? Come on, because I think I seen Pastor Sandy's big old caddy pull up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Jeremy is having surgery next week.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. He's having surgery for next week. He's
uh-huh.
asking for prayer over the surgery, prayer over his job and finances,
mm-hmm.
and a prayer of protection as the enemy continues to attack his mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Son, I'm going to get the whole family this morning. You too, Baby Blue. Come on over here. Well, I couldn't remember his name, so I called him what I saw. Amen. J, little brother. No, he's my little brother. Amen. 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 Good morning, brothers. I'm like, you read me to you. I gotta stay away from you. Amen. Y'all step over this way.
Amen.
There is nothing like the love of a member of a family has for another member of their family.
Yes.
You may get on my last nerve, and I may not even like you that much. Dip them hands in that water. There you go. I might not even like you that much, but ain't nobody else gonna mess with them.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I might think your breath smells like cotton candy or rotten onions, but ain't nobody else gonna talk about your breath with me. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen, because that's my family,
yes.
Right? That's my family. So family, sometimes this quarantine is called, I told somebody, I said, you're gonna really find out if you love your family or not. Because you're gonna spend a lot of time with them. And you're gonna know whether you like them or not. Amen?
Amen.
You have to. There's a special bond in family. You don't even have to like each other that much, but you must love each other. Because that's what family does. I don't want to see you every day. I ain't coming by your house, and please don't come by mine unless I call you. But if you need me, I'll be there. Amen?
Amen.
I can't be the only person on the planet that feels that way. I can't be. Why is the Lord talking about family being together and family, no matter what family has, because that's necessary here. And that's what I see. What's their names again?
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
He's having surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He's struggling in his finances on his job. The enemy is attacking him.
Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all brothers, it ain't never gonna change. I don't care what happens. It ain't never gonna change. Ever, 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 ever. So suck it up, because that's just the way it is. Whatever happens, whatever your choices are, make sure that God is in the choice.
Amen.
You too will represent
Jeremy.
Because there are a lot of issues that Jeremy is dealing with, and there are a lot of issues here. Hear me representing the family, the children. And so you're going to represent him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, these two men stand in for Jeremy. Father, whatever the situation is that he's having, whatever he's dealing with, God, whatever is necessary for complete healing and deliverance, let it be. Forgiving all sin and unrighteousness from every person, letting your perfect will be done. Whatever needs to change, let it change. Whatever needs to happen, let it happen. Whatever needs to be brought in, bring it in. Whatever needs to be pushed out and cast aside, cast it aside. Let your blood flow through this. Give them the testimony that they need so that his light will shine before men and men will glorify God because they know that's where it came from. Protect them at all cost. Forgive sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, brothers.
But we have a testimony.
Testimony? Praise report?
Yes.
Yes!
Praise report.
Fran in Alabama. We have been praying over her. She's having some issues. Mm-hmm. They did an ultrasound on her liver and spleen, and everything is normal.
Yes! God is worthy. What have we been saying? Effectual, fervent prayers availeth much. Passionate, strong, direct, heartfelt prayers to God moves the hand of him who moves the world. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you get that. I got real tired all of a sudden. it was there, and all of a sudden it was there. And I'm like, okay, time to go. Amen. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what the problem is, no matter what you think the problem, because sometimes we create problems that haven't happened yet. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we expect problems or situations that haven't even occurred yet. We're expecting them. And so we get, because I know it's coming. You don't know it's coming. You're in the point now where I'm just sure it's gonna, you know what I'm talking about. I know it's gonna happen. Listen, tomorrow will take care of itself. The Bible don't even promise that you even gonna be here tomorrow. So why stress out over things that you cannot change? You know you can't change your color, even if you're Michael Jackson. You can't change your color. You can bleach it, peel it, pull it, snatch it off, slap something else on there. You still, your DNA say you black, brother. No matter what you look like when you leave here, when you got here, you was black, and that's the way God's going to see you. Amen?
Amen.
What?
Be grateful. Thank you.
Amen. Y'all tell her to be nice to me. You cannot change what you cannot control.
Amen.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Why not just give it to God in the first place? He is the only one that can change tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
God is the only one that can see tomorrow.
Yes.
So why are you worried about something you haven't even got to yet? You're already expecting a problem and expecting God not to deliver you through or up to, you've already got your mind made up about, okay, I know this is gonna do, and I know I ain't gonna have the money, and I know they coming, and I can expect a letter in the mail, and somebody. And so I already know this, and so I'm preparing now. I dug a hole in the backyard. I got a bucket of water and a gallon of cheese. I'm ready. Because I'm expecting this to happen, but you're not expecting God. You're expecting everything to happen. People do crazy stuff. People do stupid stuff. I don't want to call them stupid because sometimes they're operating out of not knowing. Especially stupid. I don't want to call you that. All I'm saying is you feel more comfortable operating out of fear than you feel operating out of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I'm just comfortable. Have you ever met some people that are just comfortable in mess?
Yes.
They just like, they love the gossip. Mm-hmm. They love to hear what's going on. And you try to pull them out of it and they're fighting again. Because that's where I grew up. That's where my mama was. I'm just comfortable. This is where I am. They don't want to be delivered. Some people don't want to be healed. They'll miss that Social Security check. They don't want a job. If they get a job, I have to work. Can't have that. Everybody don't want to be delivered. Some people love their mess. Amen.
Amen.
Don't be like that. Give God the pleasure. Do you know it is a pleasure for God to deliver you?
Amen.
Do you know it is a pleasure for God to see you move ahead, prosper? Thank you. It is a pleasure for God to allow, for you to allow God to allow you to prosper. It is a, what father, I'm talking about a good father, not some fly by night. I'm talking about a real daddy. How much pleasure does it give that dad to see that child smile for something that you did for him? How much pleasure does it give that mom? I can't speak for moms because I've never been one myself, but I've heard about them. I've seen them in action. And how much joy does it give? What? I'm enlightening. I'm trying to tell you. How much pleasure does it give that mom to see that baby for the first time and know that she did that? Amen.
Amen.
God brought you from nothing. And he wants to do something for you. And a lot of us won't even give God the opportunity to bless you. Because we're so comfortable in our mess. I'm so comfortable in this confusion. I'm so comfortable in the gossip. I'm so comfortable in the misinformation. Some people don't want to read the Bible. They want to watch CNN. They don't want to be delivered. They've been looking for a reason not to come to church. Here it is. I've been looking for a reason not to hang out with them. Here it is. And they can't blame me. Anybody thought about that? Amen. Been looking for a reason not to serve. And here's my reason. Thank God for the governor. Yeah, amen. That's reality. That's true. But God knows your real heart. God knows who you really are. Don't think you're fooling God. Amen. I'm going to pray for everybody. Everybody that's listening, everybody that will listen, and everybody that's seeking salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for being on the air at this time. We give you praise and we magnify you. And if we are never on again, we have done a great work according to your will. We have done what you have commanded us to do. And whether we meet again, where's Lloyd? Come here, son. And whether we meet again, in the cloud, this is Brother Lloyd that said that. Whether we meet again in the cloud or in the crowd, we give you praise, we honor you, and we magnify you, and we serve you till our dying breath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, everybody. God bless you. I got to pray for a couple people. I got to pray for a couple.